You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, here we go. It wouldn't be a Monday if Dana didn't forget to tell me that we were going to have a guest. And then a guy walks in and he says, hello. I said, hello.
I asked him, do you have the British in you? Because it sounds like he does, but it's not.
It's Australian.
I know. It's close.
That's insulting to them, you know.
I'm sure it is.
Hello. Christopher Wayne.
Thanks for having me on. Did you say Christopher Wang?
Christopher Wayne.
That would be more appropriate. Wayne. I said Wayne. But hang on, I've never...
I actually didn't get your name when I came in.
Hang on.
Okay, I'll wait.
I never get to do this. Good day, mate.
Ah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good day, mate.
Is that like something you hear so often you want to smack somebody in the face when you hear it?
No. We love that our accent is a novelty here in America because then we go back to Australia and no one gives a stuff
right.
about our accent. So it's kind of good, you know, We're an exotic treat over here.
You know,
yeah, and I'm okay with that.
The two things that I said he's got to get tired of hearing is the G'day Mate Australian thing, mm-hmm. and number two, that he looks exactly like Macklemore, and we are going to post a photo
because
you look exactly like you're popping some tags.
I get that a lot.
I bet you had. When I saw you, I go, oh my God, he looks just like Macklemore.
The Macklemore thing comes up a lot, especially in America. I even have a shirt that Mike got me as a gift that says, I am not Macklemore, that I wear at airports sometimes just for fun. Yeah.
You should just roll with it when the ladies ask you.
My name's Scott, by the way.
Hey, Scott, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
G'day.
G'day. Now, you're in the Naked Magicians?
I'm one half of the Naked Magicians, the world's naughtiest, funniest, sexiest magic show. That's right.
And you guys are at Starlight when?
We're playing the Starlight Theatre indoors, I should add. We've got two shows this Friday, two shows this Saturday, and it's going to be wild. We're actually ending our world tour. 75 cities, 150 shows around the world comes to a close this weekend.
No way.
The Starlight Theatre. Yes way.
Now, when you're not touring after Starlight, where is home? Do you guys perform, I assume, in Vegas, if I had to guess?
We're going to take a break because we've been touring 9 months a year for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my feet up in LA for a while. I kind of like LA. And Mike's going to go home. He's got he just got a place back in Australia, so he's going to put his feet up there for a while. And yeah, we're going to enjoy some downtime, some time where we wear our clothes, because in the show, that's what we're not doing.
So tell people who are listening, when I first heard about this, and I'm a big supporter of Starlight. I love Starlight. I love the off-season stuff, which, as you mentioned, is inside. It's a little cold to be naked outside right now. When somebody said, have you seen the Naked Magicians? Have you heard about them? I thought, I have to go to the show. So I'm actually going Friday with a girlfriend. You are actually naked?
Not right now, I'm not.
I
mean, if you ask nicely, I'll think about it.
What if I ask nicely?
I don't know, mate. I don't like those bearded fellas. That's just my personal taste. You know, well, for starters, you and your girlfriend are going to have the best bloody time because this show is the ultimate girls' night out. To answer the question, are we actually naked? 100% yes, but not straight away. We make the audience. We're going to make you work for it. It's kind of like a date. So you know you're going to get the goods, but you know, you got to hang out with us for a while and have a laugh and have some fun. And then it's on. I mean, you're going to see it all in the show. That's
by all. What do you mean?
Well, do you,
what do you think I mean when I say all? What are the other alternatives?
Wait a minute, Christopher Wayne.
I don't know that I want to see your Christopher Wanker.
I want you to go back. I want you to go back. How did you come up with the idea that we were going to do a magic show? Like who, why?
I just drunk and bored.
Yeah.
No, we were, you know, it's Mike and I were best friends and we were professional magicians and we were both regular clothed magicians. In fact, Mike was a high-end corporate entertainer. He did shows for the biggest companies around the world. I was a magician on a kids' TV series. And then we started talking about what we would do in magic that hadn't ever been done. And there was an interesting turn of events because Mike, he'd been a magician for years and his life was normal. And then the movie Magic Mike came out. Now all of a sudden people are calling him Magic Mike and they're saying, "Oh, you're going to make your clothes disappear. How big's your magic wand?" And then we're like, "Wait, Why has no one ever done is three words. Naughty Magic Show. Why has no one made a Naughty Magic Show that would be a great girls' night out? A show that was Magic Mike if it had actual magic in it. So we knew it was the best or worst idea, and we decided to try. And that's what we did. We hit the gym. We made our show filthy.
You hit the gym first. I love that.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to give the audience something nice to look at when it comes off. And that was it. It started as 6 nights in Brisbane for a bit of fun. And now it's played 700 shows in 300 cities around the world. Yeah.
Have there been any mishaps, like wardrobe malfunctions?
Well, we don't have a wardrobe to malfunction, number one.
The whole show, wardrobe malfunction?
There have been some mishaps. I mean, the crazy thing about the show, there's a lot of audience interaction. So there's always stuff going on that even we don't expect. I think the funniest thing that ever happened was we did a photo shoot in Australia for the biggest newspaper in the country. We just had top hats covering our magic wands. And Mike threw, it's called flash paper. You light it up and it burns straight away.
Right.
So he had to throw it in the air for this photo. We were doing like a cheesy magic shoot, but we were naked. And then because it was like the room had air conditioning on, it changed the humidity in the room. The paper, the flash paper didn't burn at the normal speed. So the flame continued and it went up in the air and it literally landed on the tip of my penis. And I burnt my dong.
Oh my.
This is 2 years ago. I had a diva tantrum. And that's my job and my hobby.
Okay.
Like almost went up in flames. You look like you're not having fun when you hear this story. It's fine now. It's fine. Everything's great.
I burnt my dong. I don't know that that's ever. We've had a lot of stuff uttered on this program. I don't know that I burnt my dong has ever.
Not in 12 years.
This is good.
Burnt my dong. It's fine. I put a little cream on it and she's good to go now.
Okay.
You wouldn't know there was anything wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. So.
I'm just trying to maintain the license, and then I'm trying to also imagine what the... You know, you ever, like, you hear somebody tell a story about... and as a guy, you kind of put yourself in that position, and then every guy does the same thing. They all go...
Yeah, well...
That's kind of the reaction I just got when you lit your dong on fire.
Well, it's like a flashback, except it's like a flash sack, I guess is what you'd call it. Yeah. What you just described. I just thought of that joke on the spot. I want to let you know, and I'm really proud of it. Yeah. I should point out, for anyone listening that doesn't like my sense of humor, I need you to stay at home this weekend.
Yes.
Because we've been touring your country now for a few months, and the show's going to be bad, and it's going to be rude, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Americans are so uptight about stuff that we should not be uptight about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's
I do
just,
know that.
We got a thing here with that, and I don't know what we've talked about that on this show.
Sure.
I don't know what it is. You know, violence, that's totally fine. Our kids can watch that all day long, but you show a side boob, and the parents freak out. Show that in school. What are you thinking? It drives me crazy. And so I'm glad you have found an audience here. But people do need to know that this is a rated...
It's rated R.
It's a rated
R
show.
18 plus, leave the kids at home. But you know what has been kind of cool? Like, we've taken this show to some of the most conservative cities and states in America. We've played Asia. You know, we've done 2 runs in Hong Kong. Places where we never thought the show would be well received. When you come and see the Naked Magicians, you kind of know what you're signing up for. You're signing up for it to be naughty and cheeky. And the jokes and the magic in the show is themed around universal things, things that we can all relate to. Just sometimes we talk about them publicly and sometimes we don't. But when you come to the show, it's just all good, dirty fun.
Now, when Dana was explaining the show to me last week, she said, and maybe she showed me some pictures or something, like, you're really creative with where, and correct me if I go wrong here.
Product placement.
Yeah, where things are placed so that it's not like a nudie show, or is it a nudie show?
I wouldn't call it a nudie show, because that...
A nudie magic show.
Well, it's a magic show where we lose our clothes bit by bit. Just nudie magic show, you sound like a 10-year-old boy describing it to an...
I'm just trying to maintain the license. That's all right. I'm trying to do.
You're I appreciate that, and I'm probably making it hard for you. That's what she said. And it's a naked magic show, but you know, it's absolutely hilarious. The comedy is really strong. And if you go to our Facebook page, The Naked Magicians, if you read through the comments of just people around America that have seen the show, all they talk about is how they laughed until they cried or laughed until it hurt. And we really love that. The magic is amazing. We were both professional magicians and we love that the magic in the show just knocks people out of the park. But then, we do it in the nudie, as you would say, in radio land. Yeah, that's very much something that happens.
I'm going to make him disappear.
Scott looks like so uncomfortable.
Well, I don't know how to... I mean... Would I be welcome at that show?
You know what? I think the best video content you guys will ever make. We have a strict no photo policy in the show, but nothing would make me happier than if you came to the show on Friday night and there's a GoPro just filming your face for 90 minutes. Because like, I'm sitting here now fully clothed just chatting to you like we're mates.
He looks so uncomfortable.
And, yeah.
Well,
just take your clothes off, mate. You'll feel more comfy. Just try it.
Wait, the first time you did
take
it.
Take yours off.
Wait, the first time. I'll see your nakedness and I'll rate. The first time you did it, was it? That had to have been weird for anybody. Come on, Christopher.
It was
that
terrifying.
Has to be
it was bloody terrifying because we weren't the guys that went streaking at parties. I was on kids' TV. Mike was a corporate guy, like a corporate entertainer. And we both, like, we were terrified. I remember our heart was beating in our throat, not our chest. It was I felt sick, but you know, the analogy was like there was this moment in the show because we were about to do something that had literally never happened in magic before, and that was take our clothes off on stage. We pulled our pants down, the audience clapped and cheered and screamed, and it was the most and that's when we knew we had a good show. And it was kind of like skydiving. We jumped out of the plane and we were terrified.
Right. But
when the pants went down, that was like the parachute opening. And then you're just enjoying the view, aren't you? And it was the best feeling. Since then, you know, the best part of our day is when we're on stage just wearing a top hat and a big old smile.
Are there a lot of straight men that go to your show?
Yeah, a surprising amount. Well, I mean, I assume they're straight. I don't know. I don't want to. They're dressed well. It could mean anything. There we get. I mean, the show is like maybe like 70% girls nights out. But something that we love about our show is that it's not just a bachelorette show. We get, you know, we have a great gay following, and we get a lot of couples that just come for a cheeky night out.
Sure.
You know? And our favorite thing is when Mike and I get messages on the fan page from the dudes that came with their wives, and they're like, "Hey, love the show. Made for a great night afterwards. So thanks, we owe you one." So yeah, look, if you got a cheeky side, if you love magic, if you love comedy, then you're not gonna have a bad night. Yeah. Is that good silence or bad silence?
I don't know.
No, that's good.
Okay, cool.
That's fine. I wasn't expecting this interview today, and I woke up.
It's the kind of thing that
going about my day, and then now I'm talking to a naked magician.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if it makes you feel better, I didn't know I had this interview until this morning, and then
I didn't know I did until 4:06.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'm sorry.
No,
that wasn't that long ago, so I'm sorry to spring that on you. That was like 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so the show, Naked Magicians, two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night in the indoor part of Starlight Theater. We would never ask you to do this outside. It's dreadful, and we're so sorry for the weather.
No, it's not your fault. And look, it's going to be hot inside the theater, so you don't need to rug up. We're going to make sure the temperature's nice and warm.
Have fun, man. Enjoy your time in our
Thanks
town.
Thanks for having us in your amazing city and on your show.
Glad to do it. All right, he is one half of the Naked Magicians. They are at Starlight, two shows on Friday, two on Saturday.
That's right. NakedMagicians.com has everything you need. Or go to our Facebook page, from, Naked Magicians. You
from can see the text naked. Line, will you please ask him to say shrimp on the Barbie?
Jack another shrimp on the Barbie. Bloody dingo koala.
Dana Ride here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Give Stuart Woodbury a call or just check out the website. That's the easiest thing to do. lowcostlifeinsurance.com. The process takes seconds to plug in whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, the state you live in. Then all of these quotes will pop up right on that screen in front of your eyes. That's where Stuart Woodbury comes in. He'll help you figure it all out. How much life insurance do you need? How long do you need it? What kind do you need? There's all kinds of products out there. It's very confusing, but not for Stuart Woodbury. He's been here for decades doing this exact work, helping you figure out your life insurance needs to appropriately cover your family. Give him a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or on the website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Guess
you better slow your Mustang down.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting show come Friday and Saturday. Who are you going with?
My girlfriend, Amy.
Anderson?
Wolf. And I told her, I go, hey, like, we need to go see the Naked Magicians. This is going to be hilarious. She's like, okay.
You think he was, I think he had like a pocket in his jacket. He had a pocket full of like little magic stuff. Do you think he's mad we didn't ask him to do a trick?
No.
Didn't even cross my mind.
No, I think we're good. I'd pay money to see him do just about anything.
I'm going to tell your husband what you said off the air. That little Macklemore. You said that little Macklemore lookalike could pop my tags anytime he wants.
Oh my gosh, I think it's going to be so funny. Can you imagine doing that though for five years?
Well,
I mean, that is a long time.
I can't imagine doing it once. Just the I get a little nervous if I'm on stage anyway, but then to take my pants off.
What could possibly go wrong?
And you just look down.
Well, you catch your dong on fire. That's like, what goes wrong.
Please be a good day. Please be a good day. Because you never know until it's done. Anyway, a couple of news stories here before we get to the news at the bottom of the hour. Bruno Mars has just made himself one of my favorite people on the planet. He is donating 24,000 turkeys to needy families in the United States just in time for Halloween. No, I don't want to talk about Jeff Bezos. I do want to get to this millennials and how they treat their pets shortly.
You know, I saw that story earlier today, and I had one thought running through my head. Get over yourself.
Who, millennials?
That story just annoys me.
Why?
Because we have a lot going on in the world. A lot of bad things are going on in the world right now, and it just annoys me that someone would buy champagne for their cat. I'm sorry. I mean, really?
It says here, millennials are treating pets like, quote, their firstborn child, and it's reportedly causing problems for some of the best-known pet food brands. Here we go. Millennials are feeding their pets with expensive food, and it's causing problems for some of the industry's household names. According to a recent report in the Wall Street Journal, legacy pet food brands such as Mars Pedigree, Purina, Gravy Train, Kibbles and Bits have all seen sales sag as pet owners shift toward premium pet food products. Many millennials are waiting longer to get married, buy a house, or have children, and they're instead choosing to become pet owners. Quoting here from Beverly Petrunic, owner of Doggone Fun, a doggy daycare center in Chicago, they treat them like it was their firstborn child. This has led to a flurry of new brands entering the market. Many of these new brands are selling more premium food and human-grade snacks, including Rachel Ray's Nutrish brand, which uses high-end ingredients and even sells gluten-free meals for pets.
Gluten-free meals.
How do you know if they're gluten intolerant? For pets?
Well, there's a lot of people who do gluten-free that aren't gluten intolerant.
You always say, Scott, what fools and their money are readily parted.
A fool and his money is easily parted.
And you've always said people have every right to choose to spend their money on whatever they want.
Absolutely.
Right down to the 92-year-old woman who leaves her entire estate to her dog. Her right to do it.
Anybody going to say fur baby? 576-7798, 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom and we'll stare.
Looking ahead to 2020, more next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Diamonds Direct, now open. You've been hearing about it. Now you got to check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood at 119th and Row. They've got a gorgeous showroom. It's light, bright, relaxed. Music's playing, good vibe. Case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And here's the best part, the values, the prices are unreal. This is the store that was started by former diamond wholesalers. They cut out the middleman to guarantee by far the best diamond prices, not just here, but in the entire United States. Shop around. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets. And only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% upgrade guarantee. If you buy a diamond today and you want to upgrade to a bigger one in the future, Diamonds Direct will give you what you paid for the first one, plus an extra 10%. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row. Check them out.
4:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. Senator Pat Roberts is working to get a farm bill approved to prove he is still a viable candidate for 2020. The 82-year-old survived a primary challenge against a political newcomer in 2014 with less than 50% of the vote and needed a flood of national money to win the general election. Authorities are investigating a possible murder-suicide near a suburban Kansas City park. Police say in a Facebook post, two bodies were found yesterday near Riverfront Park in Shawnee. The discovery made while officers were responding to a request out of Kansas City, Missouri, to check on the welfare of a person thought to be in danger. Authorities have more than doubled their estimates of buildings destroyed in Southern California's huge wildfire. An estimated 370 buildings have been destroyed. Only 15% of the damage estimates been completed. Fire now covers more than 143 square miles. Traffic and weather together next. It's 431.
Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, and I'm telling you, in this weather, ask them about their safety features. It's so important all year round, but really in the bad weather, to have a car with a lot of safety features on them. And those Volkswagens are loaded with safety features. It's one of my very favorite things. Not only does it have a big, bright, enormous, easy-to-see backup camera in that dashboard, but also it has a side impact alert system. You're driving down the highway and some jerk's riding in the back of your blind spot, the car will tell you, do not change lanes, there's someone in your blind spot. There's something in Kansas City with people driving near that back quarter panel. I don't know what it is. It happened to me all the time when I'm driving that Atlas. It will tell you, FYI, there's someone over there that shouldn't be. It's one of my favorite safety features on this Volkswagens. They also have a huge, huge lot of used cars, too, if you're in the market for something used. Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road, or check out their inventory online, VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com.
Snow ending gradually, skies clearing out slowly but surely in the 20s this evening. Winds will be out of the north, pretty gusty at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The winds die down. The temperature drops to 12 in the morning. Mostly sunny conditions, but it will be cold with a wind chill in the single digits in the morning hours. Afternoon high under that sunshine, 32 degrees. 43 on Wednesday, 47 on Thursday. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
28 downtown, 25 Belton. It's 27 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you.
The text line from 3794. Guys, millennial here. I am 32. My dog is my child. I can't afford a human baby yet. No champagne for the dog, but 99% of popular dog food is garbage.
I
spent about 20% more on quality dog food, so she gets real meat instead of ground corn. And in the long run, it's keeping her healthy, saves me money on veterinarian care. Okay. Story from the Wall Street Journal says millennials are now treating their pets, cats and dogs primarily, as if they were their firstborn children, buying the expensive dog and cat food. Purina, gravy train, kibbles and bits. Please. The average price of pet food has increased from $1.71 a pound in 2011 to $2.55 a pound by the end of last year. Because everybody's upgrading now. I understand the story, and I was kind of goofing around with the fur babies, although that term just drives me insane. What would be wrong if you have the money? What's wrong with spending a little bit more on your pet?
I really don't see anything wrong with it. It's not my thing. I think there are a trillion other things you could spend your money on, but Scott, okay. People gamble and people do all kinds of things that
people drink
that other people might not agree with. So, you know, whatever.
I just think, you know, and this harkens back to something we were talking about at the beginning of last hour. I just think that a lot of us spare no expense to make fun of millennials. I don't know why. Why they're such an easy target for people to make, you know, they don't work.
I don't
work,
make millennials.
I don't
think,
either.
You know, the people I know who spend what I would consider to be an exorbitant amount on pets are my age and older. I don't think it's necessarily just a millennial thing.
Well, this story in the Wall Street Journal focused primarily on millennials and what they spend. You know, who cares? It's their business. It's their animal. Not hurting me none. Rod did step out again, so line one, you are on the air. Hello, line one.
Hi.
Hello?
Go
line
ahead.
One, you're
Hi.
On the air. Going on.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Don't.
I was expecting Rod to answer. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, I beg your pardon. He had to run to the restroom. He'll be right back. You're on the air.
So my comment is, and I am not a millennial. I'll be 40 next month. I grew up in the country, and our dogs lived way longer than the pets that I've had as an adult, feeding them way more expensive dog food. I mean, dogs on the farm ate Old Roy and all those ridiculous brands, if you remember.
Old Roy. There's a rumor there are some very low-end dog foods that are made in part from recycled pet parts, just FYI.
What?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And my grandfather used to feed his dog Traff. You can figure out what that means.
Was it named after a dog named Traff that was in the bag now?
It was canned, and it wasn't Old Roy. You'll have to remind me, Jennifer, the name of it. I can see that can to this day. It could not have been any more expensive than 49 cents a can.
Right, but the thing is, those dogs lived forever.
Yeah,
you know,
they did.
And they weren't eating the super duper. I'm not saying I feed my dog expensive crap now, but I don't know. It's just funny. They lived a really long time eating whatever they ate back in the 80s.
You know, we said that the other day about actually our grandparents, too, that they ate bacon and eggs and stuff without, I'm assuming, a lot of MSG in it.
Okay.
Kind of a farm diet, if you will. And okay. They all lived to be 100.
Let's go to line two. You are on the air. Hello, line two.
Oh, hi. This is Barb in Osceola.
Hi, go ahead.
Dana?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I just turned 80. I'm fantastic.
Oh, good for you.
If I could get laid, it'd be wonderful.
Thought I heard it all.
I knew Scott liked that one.
Well, are you dating, honey?
No, like they all want to pay their bills, take care of them, and all that bull. I'm not going to do that. I got dogs to take care of.
You got dogs to take care of. How many dogs do you have?
11.
Oh,
11 dogs?
My.
Yeah, I live out in the country. I have 10 acres.
Okay.
But I what I called you for was that it's true about the dog food situation. I feed mine a balance, what they call a balance plus. It's $34 for 30 pounds, and I use 3 bags a month.
Okay.
Because and I'll tell you the truth, like what that lady just said a while ago about dogs in the early days, is because they had to eat whatever they could get.
Yeah.
They didn't have a choice what they could eat, because whatever got thrown to them, that was it. But today, you know, a lot of that stuff that they do sell, it has a lot of filters and corn and grain and everything in it. And I could tell the difference in the dogs, health-wise.
Yeah, I bet you can. Have you always had 11 dogs?
No, here's the deal. They dumped these dogs out here. Yeah. I got one dog they shot, took her puppies, left her in the driveway, and shattered her FEMA. I had to take her to the doctors and have her operated on. But I tell you, I just can't leave them out here starving. It's terrible. They throw them off the bridges and the lake and everything. It's awful. It's just terrible what they do. I don't know. I hope to hell they don't take care of their kids like that. I'll tell you that.
Well, hey, you said your name
I
was...
I love you.
Well, we love
we
you,
love
too.
We love you back.
You said your name was Barbara?
Yeah.
Well, Barbara, I hope you do have some success in getting laid.
Well, I was going to come see you in Independent, or at least some of it, but I couldn't make it because I got a little bit sick and I couldn't come up.
Well, I hope you feel better, okay?
But I'm going to see you one of these days, honey.
All right. You be good, Barbara.
All right, babe.
Okay, happy hunting.
Is there something is there something in the water today?
I don't know. Alan in the Northland. Alan, sorry. Hello.
Hi, Alan.
Alex, actually.
Alex. Beg your pardon. Sorry.
But I think it's great that, you know, millennials, quote unquote, are destroying everything, like dog food, major dog food brands. I know one of those ones you listed is like owned by Nabisco, which owns everything. And, you know, like chain restaurants, millennials destroyed that. And earlier on your show today, we were destroying the labor market, too. I work in the technician industry. You know, I mean, why is it always millennials are destroying everything? Well, I think
we agree.
You will never hear me say
that, Alex.
I'll never say that.
What I think is really going on, though, is that there's a bunch of people out there that want to make things better, and it opens up a huge market in free market capitalism for people like myself that if I don't like the dog food brands that all these major corporations own, I can go out and make one that's better.
Yeah.
You know, or if I don't like a chain restaurant, I can go open up my own restaurant, and if millennials aren't going to the chain restaurants anymore, then just shows that's a failed system, it's a failed product, and maybe that there's a reason that we're quote-unquote destroying everything. I know it's not what you guys said, but it's what seems like a lot of people are these days.
Well, I don't buy it for 1 minute, and I'm glad you called in, because we have said consistently on this show that I don't believe it. Now, I don't agree with spending your fortune on a cat or a dog. It's not what I would do with my money, but it's not my business, whatever.
Was Alpo the name you were looking for?
It was Alpo, but the can that I'm looking for, because I'm actually looking this up on Google Image, had a German Shepherd on it. Facing the can. And I can't remember the name of it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
In the 1970s.
Well, they still sell it. You can still get it at some of the grocery stores here in town. What was the name of that?
I can't remember it. But the minute I see the can, I'll know it.
I mean, that is some low-grade wet dog food.
Low-grade from Fally's in North Topeka. And that trough lived probably 15 years.
So he says, I like my dogs more than I like my kids. Okay. Okey-dokey.
You've seen the bumper sticker that says, I love animals, people not so much.
Rich in the Northland. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing better than I deserve. Thank you, my friend.
Well, good. Hey, I was telling Rod, I said, all I feed my dog is rotisserie chicken.
Is that true?
No kidding.
Doesn't that get expensive?
Well, you know, I got a Yorkie is what I have.
Okay.
And, you know, he lost his teeth, so... You know, I crunch it up every day, and my buddies make fun of me because I warm it up for him. It's, you know, hey, that's what he eats.
Okay, Rich, right. I found it. Thank you, text line. Strong Heart dog food, liver flavor. Google Image, Strong Heart dog food with the smiling German Shepherd on it. And my grandpa would take that can outside. This is so disgusting. He would, you know, use a can opener to take the top off. Mm-hmm. He would go outside, even in the winter, I can still see him doing it, and he would go bang, bang,
come
bang
out like a big old roll of gelatin.
The dog house, he had a dog house outside, and it would come out like coagulated cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and it would make that wet suction noise. Oh, it's so gross. Strong Heart liver flavored dog food, and God, the smell.
Awful.
Oh, so gross.
I remember it. I don't know if I know I fed it to Stella one time.
It's so gross.
And I remember getting it at a Quick Trip or someplace because I was racing home and realized I forgot to get dog food at the store. So I'm like, I'll just get her something at Quick Trip to hold her over for the night. Oh. And that was all they had left. So I bought it. And you're right. It comes out like cranberry sauce. And once you get away, I would rather sniff my own. Then smell Strong Heart.
What do you think Traff spells backwards?
Oh, got it.
Yeah. They named the dog Fart spelled backwards. My dad named the dog.
That's pretty awesome.
Could you eat a can of Strong Heart dog food with a spoon if you were starving?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
I wouldn't like it. No, if I was starving and I would die if I didn't? Yeah, I'll eat just about anything. I mean, it stinks, but man, at least you get to live. How much money would I have to pay you?
Okay, here we go.
If I brought in a can of Strong Heart dog food tomorrow, how much money to eat half the can?
Oh, God.
Just half. We'll draw a little line on the outside. You got to go down to the line.
And you have to keep it down? I couldn't do it. I'll
donate $100 to the charity of your choice.
I was going to say $10,000, but I would do it for $10,000.
Oh, please. I'll give $100 to the charity of your choice. It could even be like one of those.
No, it would have to be $10,000, like. $9,999 unmarked bills.
Absolutely not.
Delivered in cash to me. And then I don't think I could get through it.
How about one bite?
God, I can still smell it.
One bite, a big bite of Strong Heart dog food. How much?
It looks like liver pate. $1,000.
What?
$1,000 for one bite.
You're not even being reasonable.
you're not being reasonable asking me to eat Strong Heart. I can
one bite.
Still smell it, and it's this.
What about a nibble?
Oh, it's so gross. And it's got gelatin on top of the can, like fat gel.
Rot. What if I gave you a $100 crisp bill to eat an entire can of Strong Heart dog food?
I don't think I could, but
you'd gag.
If you gave me the $100 for trying.
No. Half a can of Strong Heart dog food?
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
All right. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You know you spend a third of your life in your sheets. It's time for an upgrade. I had a girlfriend ask me the other night at dinner, how good are they? Should I buy the Brooklinen? I said yes. Go to brooklinen.com and start sleeping better now. We love those sheets. Love them so much that when it was time for my daughter, who needed a new set of sheets upstairs in her bedroom, we went to brooklinen.com. Luxury sheets without the luxury price.
Founded in early 2014 by a husband-wife team, Vicky and Rich, and they just wanted to make it better. In fact, Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company. Now, you're saying, I don't even know what that means. That means they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. In fact, they're so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. I just saw Nick Vassos from Fox 4 just tweeted out a story about field conditions down in Mexico City for the Rams-Chiefs game coming up.
I happened to see a shot of the field.
What happened?
I don't know exactly. All I can say is that field, as it sits right now, is in really bad shape.
Like borderline unusable.
Yes.
When is that game?
A week from today.
Oh, that's right. It's a Monday night game, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They better start growing some grass. That field is messed up.
Yeah.
Is there any talk about canceling the game?
Not that I've heard, no.
Moving it somewhere else? Like, I don't know, the United States?
I have heard no such thing.
Who's giving up the home game on this one? The Rams, I think. Is that right? I know I'm putting you on the spot here. I'm sorry, man.
No, you're good. I believe that is correct. Yes, the Rams are the ones giving up the home game.
I think I was the only person in the universe that did not realize until a few days ago they were playing in Mexico. Because Chris came home and mentioned Lara was on a plane to Mexico City. And I go, what's she doing in Mexico City? He mm-hmm. looked at me like I was crazy. He was the game. And I go, what game? Like, my first thought was maybe Sporting. I was like, who's... And he goes, the Chiefs game. I go, why are the Chiefs playing in Mexico? Like, I just, you know, nothing. I got nothing here. I had no idea.
I think the idea has been seeing how the London games have gone.
Right.
To try to export the game in a different direction.
Well, and they're doing more than one game in London now every year, right?
Yeah.
Like several.
Yeah. I think there's one, not necessarily every week, but many weeks of the season.
Which, by the way, why are those games not on regular television?
Because they're...
Because I would love to wake up on a Sunday morning at 6 and just start watching football.
Yeah, I don't know. I could not tell you.
All right, my friends. Final out. Man, this day went by fast.
I know, it's 5 o'clock.
Thanks to the Naked Magicians for coming in and Barbara for keeping it clean from Osceola. I just turned 80, and man, if I could just get laid, it'd be
just
wonderful.
Get laid, I'd be great.
Wait, she said that?
Yes.
She said that. It was so
I just
awesome.
Turned 80, and if I could get laid, it would be wonderful.
Well, that is outstanding.
I look at Scott off the air and I go, what is in the water today? We have had the weirdest day of fabulous callers. Just
is Mercury in retrograde or something?
I don't know.
Good question.
I don't know.
All right, let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ.
Tough conditions are making the job harder for firefighters battling wildfires in California. I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News, the latest coming up.
Hey, I have been bragging about my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation for months on the Dana and Parks program. Did you also know not only do they do landscape, hardscape, they'll do your fire pit, your fireplace, they do irrigation, they do all of those services right here in Kansas City. Did you also know they are your one-stop shop for your lake house? Lightning Landscape and Irrigation has been servicing lake homes out at the Ozarks for more than 14 years. They are a full-service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor all the way in Kansas City. From KC to the lake, they got all your needs covered. And you might be thinking, look, it's freezing right now. What could they possibly do for me right now? Now is the time to get on their schedule. Think about your fire pits, your fireplace, your patio for those cool spring nights, both here and at the lake. Get on the schedule now. They will do your custom-made fire pit in block or stone and mortar, and they will have that work done in time for you to enjoy it when cool spring nights arrive here in just a few months. They do it all. Landscaping, patios, retaining walls. Get that spring 2019 work scheduled before the rush next year. You know, when it gets warmer and everyone's like, hey, we should put a patio out back. No. Get on the schedule now. Enjoy it when the better weather gets here. 913-441-3900. That's the number to call. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning-landscape.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.